Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
Rutherford Issues is powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Our friends at MTE, through Sharing Change, have contributed over $11 million to local nonprofits, supporting meaningful causes here in our community. Find out more at sharingchange.org. We are going to be talking about the Center for the Arts today. Heather Steele joins us, and Heather is the program director. So you're always doing what? I mean, program director?
A little bit of everything. So yeah. I oversee all of the programming that's outside of our main stage theater. So that's the art gallery, our vocal academy, any of our community outreach programs, that all falls to me.
But the current show, All Shook Up, you're a little more involved with.
Yes, so I am also directing All Shook Up, which is our main stage show. So that's just a hobby of mine, if we want to call it that.
Outside of your day job.
Yes, in my free time, I like to dabble in theater as well.
So. Yeah. Well, outside of your free time and your work job is programmed, okay, I do the same thing. So
yeah. I basically am there all the time.
I do a little sports here, a little weather here, a little show hosting, you know, so you just do a little bit of all of it. Well, good. So how long have you been at the center?
I'm starting my fourth year. So I started in January of 21.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Right after all the big changes in theater. Yeah, I guess that was right at the big comeback time, huh?
Yeah. The COVID year was rough for everybody, but Center for the Arts powered through and kept bringing fantastic productions throughout that time. And since then, we've really just been focusing on bringing arts to our community. And I think we do a good job of it. We've got some really great theater productions. The art that's in the gallery now is really beautiful. And all of our children's education programs, we're just rocking and rolling over there.
I'm doing a great job. I'm just ecstatic about the, you know, the Christmas play every year being kind of a tradition. So bringing something that you can look forward to every year, and hopefully down the road, maybe you take your children and then maybe you can take your grandchildren and see the same thing.
Yeah,
you know?
That's the goal. So we finished White Christmas back in December, and that was really well received over at the Tucker Theater with our partnership with MTSU. And we're really excited about our main stage season for 25. We have so many good shows coming up, and I'm really looking forward to bringing those to you.
Well, 2025, we're going to talk about that here as well, but you actually got underway this past weekend with the All Shook Up, which I guess Mother Nature threw you a curveball this time.
I mean, yeah, we did shake things up just a little bit with that weather, didn't we? Yeah, it was, you know, one of those things that you deal with when you do a show in January. You kind of have to know that there may be some weather delays, but we held off, did not perform on Friday night or Saturday matinee, but we did open on Saturday night, and had our Sunday matinee, had some really great crowds for those first couple of shows, and we are ready to go for next weekend. We have two more weekends of this show. It runs through the 26th.
And so you are adding a show?
Yes, on Sunday night this weekend. So instead of our usual four shows, we'll have five this weekend. All of that's on our website at borougharts.org. So if people are looking for tickets, they can see all of the available performances there on the website.
And if they had Friday or Saturday matinee tickets, I mean, will they just need
This past weekend? Yeah, we've already reached out to all of those patrons, and they have been taken care of.
So, awesome.
If there's someone that's outstanding that we haven't yet connected with, you know, check your email, check your voicemail, because you've probably heard from us, and we will get you reseated at one of those upcoming shows.
Well, Heather, being the director of All Shook Up, you brought someone along with you this morning.
I did. I brought one of my very favorite performers in the whole wide world, Carisha Glover. Carisha plays Natalie Holler, who is, she's a female mechanic in the 50s, and that's kind of a rare bird. But she is one of the lead characters in All Shook Up. If you're not familiar with the show, it's all Elvis music, and it is one of the most fun, silly jukebox musicals you could ever go to. We just laughed and roared and had a great time on Friday night with our huge crowd, and Carisha is just hilarious. If you probably know who Krish is if you've seen any shows at Center for the Arts, because she's almost always on stage in something. But she really knocks it out of the park in this one. So I'm excited to share her with you this morning.
Awesome. Awesome. Good to have you here this morning. I kind of got by the name all shook up that it was something about Elvis, but I didn't expect to see you coming in. So, you know,
yeah, I'm actually Elvis.
Elvis. Yeah. You look just like him, I guess. So tell me about your character in All Shook Up.
Well, like Heather said, she is a female mechanic. It's kind of hard to describe the show. The way Heather describes it.
Because it's very silly.
Yeah. The way Heather describes it is it's similar to Shakespeare's Twelfth Night, in which the main character dresses like a guy in order to get like closer as like a friend. And then he happens to like fall in love with somebody else. And she's like, wait, I have to win him back. I have to win him back. So it's... I don't know.
The whole show is can't even call it love triangles, because it's more than triangles. It's like love parallelograms and octagons and different things. But it is just hilarious. But yeah, Carisha's character, Natalie, falls in love with a roustabout who comes to town. He's interested in somebody else, and she does what she's got to do to catch his attention.
Now, if you are an Elvis fan, will you enjoy the show?
Oh my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I can't say all, because there's so many, right? But a lot of Elvis's big hits are on display in this show, and some of them are switched up. You know, Carisha sings some of the big numbers that you're used to Elvis hearing, but there's a variety of different characters who get a chance to take on some of those big songs. And the ensemble songs are really great as well. So it's kind of a new take on a classic, a favorite.
Okay. Well, Carisha is actually going to help us out with one this morning. And so if you're familiar with Elvis Presley, you'll probably be familiar. Oh, well, I know you will, with this particular song. And is this a different take on the song, too?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a little bit more belty than I would Elvis. Say Elvis would be.
Gotcha. Well, here is Carisha Glover from All Shook Up.
Conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark, a little less fight, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Baby, close your eyes and listen to the music. Dig to the summer breeze. It's a groovy night and I can show you how to use it. Come along with me, I'll put your mind at ease. A little less conversation, a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less bite, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. And maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. I'm tired of talking. Grab your coat and let's start walking. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, come on, come on. Oh, come on, come on. Don't procrastinate, don't articulate. Boy, it's getting late. You just sit and wait around. Oh, a little less conversation and a little more action, please. All this aggravation ain't satisfaction in me. A little more bite, a little less bark. A little less bite, a little more spark. Shut your mouth and open up your heart. Maybe satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me. Satisfy me, baby. Satisfy me.
Oh, All right. Carisha Glover playing Natalie Holler, and that is All Shook Up from A Little Less Conversation. Boy, you have to have a lot of range on that one, don't you?
It's too early in the morning.
That's what everybody says.
In the grovel.
Yeah, that's what everybody says when they do these early mornings. You all are late risers, aren't you?
Well, we're night owls over in the theater community. Yeah. You
know, it's also like a, I just need to be talking like all day before I'm ready.
Well.
Get that voice.
It was very nice. Thank you for sharing that. So A Little Less Conversation showing the next two weekends now?
Yes. Yep. Our next show is Friday night at 7:30. We've got five shows this weekend and then four shows the following weekend. We close on the 26th.
So nine big shows left.
So yep.
Maybe a few tickets still left to snag?
There are, yeah. If you take a look online at boroughartsorg, you can see all of the available seats. Our theater's not too big, so you've got to, you know, make a plan and make sure that you get those tickets ahead of time. But usually we can seat everyone who's ready because we do so many productions.
Yeah, well, there you go. So don't forget A Little Less Conversation this weekend. And it's All Shook Up, right?
All Shook Up.
Yeah, she just sang that. So All Shook Up this weekend and the next 2 weeks. What else is coming up? More productions. I'm sure you've got something every month, obviously.
We do, yeah. So after All Shook Up finishes on the 26th, we're quiet for one weekend, and the following weekend we open a show called Moon Over Buffalo. It's a comedy. It is not a musical, so if musicals are not your thing, we've got a show coming up for you. Really funny. It's romantic a little bit. I don't want to get too far into the details on Moon Over Buffalo, but it's a fun journey. And just a really sweet story that we all love. And then after that, we have Seussical the Musical, which opens on February 28th and runs for a few weeks in March.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Seussical the Musical is is that a kid friendly kind of thing? It is kid friendly.
That's we have a lot of family shows in our season this year because it you know, our community is made up of a lot of families, and so we tried to choose some shows that would be popular for young and old alike. And Seussical follows the story of Horton the elephant and Maisie the bird with the little tail, you know, the all those fun stories from the Dr. Seuss books, and has some really great music. It's a lot of fun, really bright, colorful show that if you've got some little ones, that'll be a fun one to go out to.
So also want to make sure that we tell folks about season tickets. And you can actually do packs, or are they family?
Yeah, we have a lot
packs?
Of different options on season tickets. So our season subscriptions are on sale through the end of All Shook Up. So if you want to still buy a full season subscription, you've got a couple more weeks to get those, and then those will be off sale once All Shook Up finishes. But we also have a variety of passes. We have a family season subscription where you can see the five family shows that are in the season. We have flex passes, so if you're not sure what you might want to come to or who might be coming with you, a flex pass might be a good option for you because you can use those tickets any way you please, and those come in 5, 10, and 15 packs. So if you want to bring 15 friends to one show, or if you want to go by yourself to 15 different shows, you can do that with a flex 15. Lots and lots of different ways to come out and see the arts. And if any of that feels confusing to you, you're always welcome to call our box office. And the great people who work in that area can help you kind of decide what's best for you. And, look through all the options, because there's a lot of choices.
And boroughartsorg is a great place to go to see what's going on and get updated on all of the events. And, of course, the box office number is there, so you can check that out. And a couple of events that are coming up, you're involved with Director Talkback coming up.
Yes, so that's an event that I usually do, and I have a kind of a panel discussion or a one-on-one with the director of a show. But since I am the director of this show, someone else is going to be interviewing me. But we just take some time after the second matinee, which will be this Saturday on the 18th. So it's our second matinee of every show. We talk about the process and the way that the production came together. There's always a lot of ideas and different things that are happening behind the scenes before we get to the final product. Mm-hmm. And so we sit down with each director and talk about some of those things. How did the show come to be? What were some of the challenges? What were some of the bright spots? And just have a short conversation. We do that at 4:30 most of the time on Saturday. Sometimes if the show's a little bit longer, it runs a little later. But we do that after the matinee on Saturday, and it's my turn. So I don't know what they're going to ask me. I know what I usually ask other people. Yeah. But they're going to put me in the hot seat this time.
Probably so. Yeah. Before our time gets away, we've got just a few seconds, but art gallery exhibit, there's Center Stage Academy. So hit on anything you want here.
Yeah. We've got some really good art in the gallery right now. The artist's name is Robin Cadell, and she's local to this area. So please come and visit Robin's work. It is beautiful. And Center Stage Academy classes start tomorrow.
Oh, wow.
We had a little weather delay for them as well, but we are ready to go. If you did not get signed up for class, hurry, 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 because we can still get you in most of those classes.
Perfect. Sounds good. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.
It's been fun. And it's Break a Leg, right?
Yes.
Grisha? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Break a Leg this weekend. Five shows coming up. Lots of tea this week, huh? Carisha Glover joining us. She is in the production All Shook Up, and the director, Heather Steele, joining us today on Rutherford Issues. BoroughArts.org online. Be sure to check them out there now.